Lake Louise. Every racer chased Swiss star Marco Odermatt's time on Sunday, November 27, but no one could best his golden performance in the men's Super G. Odermatt, 25, celebrated his first win in Lake Louise at the World Cup, crossing the finish at 1 minute 32 seconds and 53 milliseconds on the last day of the men's event at Lake Louise Ski Resort. Second place went to Norway's Alexander Amat Kilde, 1 minute 32 seconds and 90 milliseconds, and third was Austria's Matthias Mayer, 1 minute 33 seconds and 31 milliseconds. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Audi FIS Ski World Cup, at FIS Alpine. In two races, Odermatt owned the podium in Lake Louise, also taking bronze in the men's downhill on Saturday. With the speculation that this could be the final World Cup season in Lake Louise for the foreseeable future, the Swiss skier said he hopes it's not the final visit to Banff National Park. "I would be really sad actually," said Odermatt. "I really like this place and it's a great downhill to start the season and I guess most of us like to be here. The atmosphere is just very nice, it's calm to start, we are all in the same hotel. Most of us hope it will return here." Kilde, the winner of Saturday's downhill, also expressed his desire for the World Cup to continue in Lake Louise. "That would be a pity, if it is the final year," said Kilde. "It's one of the most beautiful places we go during the season, and staying at Chateau Lake Louise and the whole thing around it is beautiful. I would like to keep it." After finishing 47th in men's downhill a day ago, Canada's James Crawford bounced back and finished 10th in the Super G at a time of 1 minute 33 seconds and 86 milliseconds. Four Canadians were in the points on Sunday: Crawford, Brody Seeger finishing 13th, Jeff Reed claiming 21st, and Riley Seeger in 27th. Canada's Broderick Thompson finished 42nd, Sam Mulligan was 44th, and Trevor Philp and Kyle Alexander did not finish. A scary moment happened in the Super G when Mauro Cavizel was airlifted off the mountain after a brutal crash that bloodied his face. The race paused for about 20 minutes as paramedics tended to the Swiss skier. Before being airlifted, Cavizel could be seen talking to the course crew. There were several wipeouts on Sunday, but none worse than Cavizel's. Canada's Philp went tumbling but the Canuck quickly got back on his feet, and France's Cyprian Sarrazin lost a ski and flew into the fencing, but was also standing after being untangled. As the men's World Cup wraps up, the women are set to take over the lake from December 2-4.